6:27 on a Monday morning. Oh, gee, this group of girls will be very, very happy. Let's relive the final moments here, Roo.
And there it is. The Adelaide Crows premiership dream is still alive. They came from 7 points down at three-quarter time to win by 24 points.
I've found in their games you've got to blow the siren for about 20 seconds at the end.
Just to get them to stop celebrating.
That's right. Hey, let's get the star on. Now, say the star. She's been the best player all season. She really has. Erin Phillips, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How you going?
Good. A good grand
well
final.
Done. Congratulations.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
No, it's unbelievable. Just to finally get the win that we needed to get in the grand final is fantastic. So, but, one to go. We're not going to celebrate just yet.
No.
So hopefully the big one next week.
Gee, it was a bit up and down. You started well and Collingwood come back. Then you had to go. Then Collingwood come back again in the third quarter. And then to kick 5 goals to nothing in the last quarter must give you some real confidence about how things are going for the granny.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Collingwood actually, on obviously their record isn't really reflective of how good they are. They've started playing their best footy, halfway through the season. So they were playing with a lot of confidence. So we knew that they were going to make some runs. And, we were just, I thought we were really, really poised in that fourth quarter just to go, just stay with it, stay focused, don't get too rattled, and played some of the best footy we have all year. So it was good to see.
Erin, as I said, you've been the real star of this season, but I want to ask you about Tex Perkins. She seems to be the sort of player that, I don't know, every change room needs. She's a bit of a character and seems to be able to, lift everyone around her.
Yeah, definitely. She's, superstar on the field and off the field. She's, an ultimate team girl and, just love playing with her. She loves her footy and her knowledge for the game is, off the charts. So, I see her playing many seasons, or I can see her also in the coaching box when she's done for sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, her purple patch yesterday was unbelievable there for a while. She dominated, but she's amazing to watch, and there's no reason why she won't get better and better, like a lot of the girls, I guess. But what about Brisbane? Are you worried about them, or you think they're very beatable? Obviously, they had a draw yesterday. That was as close as they've come to losing. So you were looking forward to taking on them?
Oh, yeah, definitely looking forward to the challenge. I think, when he went down to them by a couple of points at home in Norwood, and I think, when we did our review of that game, a lot of controllables that we just didn't do well. And, in grand finals, you've got to do all the 1% things to get over the line. So, looking forward to the challenge. I think we match up pretty well with each other, and it's going to be a ripper of a game.
Erin, I asked you this a couple of weeks ago, but I'm just interested if it's gained momentum. Everyone back in America that would follow you in the game of basketball, are they jumping on board? Are they, getting online and saying, Erin Phillips is playing this crazy game of football out there in Australia? Is it getting a lot of coverage?
Yeah, it is. My Dallas team's been on board and following it really closely and getting a lot of questions about what kind of rule is this, or where's the padding, or what do you tape? And I'm like, well, we don't have any padding. That's that's the beauty of Aussie rules footy. So they love it over there.
How are you going after 7 games now? The girls a bit sore and the body's a bit worse for wear after a couple of tough months.
Yeah, look, I definitely get obviously into the season you get a bit more sore, a few more bumps and bruises, but I think this is for me a perfect amount of weeks in the season, and it's just enough to feel a bit sore and not too much to tip you over the edge. So, but look, I think everyone's going to be feeling absolutely 100% next week. Don't worry about that.
What's the training schedule this week? I reckon you get a lot of fans want to come out and watch the girls train. So, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I think we have an open session this week. I'm not sure if it's the Monday, probably the Thursday or the Tuesday, so I'm sure we're still working on things. Obviously, the venues hasn't been decided, so not even sure where we're playing the grand final.
Why don't we buy it off Brisbane and have it at Adelaide Oval? They haven't got a venue decent enough.
Yeah, I don't know how much that would cost, but I'll leave that to the people in charge, but I'm sure we're going to have a big week with our supporters and, just enjoy it, like I said to the girls, enjoy it, but there's such rare opportunities to play in big games like this, and some players, never get to experience it, so don't take it too for granted.
Nah, well, Erin, well done so far. 1-1, big game to go. So good luck this week. Train well, and yeah, let's hope you can bring home the trophy.
No, cheers, boys. Thanks for the support.
Good Erin Phillips. What a talent.
She's unbelievable. I mean, she is snapping goals and playing consistently really well, but it was a great game to watch yesterday. And Sarah Perkins, she is like plug a locker. She takes. Mm. She looks magnificent the way she gets around on the oval. So well done to the girls, and hopefully they can finish it off this week.
There you go. Ruined It's for Breakfast on Triple M.